I got a feeling.
That's right, Salt Lake City. You got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. It's coming up, though, because Google has announced you are the next city to get fiber speed.
Getting more fiber in your
diet.
This
means 100 times faster internet service than most of the rest of America. Yeah, Salt Lake City. Now, we already had a texter saying, can I get it in South Salt Lake? No. We're talking about
Unless
Salt Lake
really
City
long
Municipal.
Cord.
Really long cable.
Yeah.
And now we want to break down for you what Google Fiber is. I think a lot of people are confused about what Google Fiber means. We know it means fast internet, but what exactly does that mean? We'll also break down for you kind of what the timeline is, how much this will cost you, and where you can get it.
Yeah, do you have a hope? Do us little people in Lehigh? Do we have a hope, Iverson?
In Lehigh? Now, I have to make clear that there are other options for fiber service besides Google, but it is very costly.
Yeah.
From what I've seen. Now, Salt Lake City, you will be the eighth. Looks like they're working with some other cities too, but only seven other cities right now have this super high-speed
internet service. That's a pretty big deal.
Internet service. Huge. And two in Utah.
Yeah.
We know Provo was one of the first. So this is gigabit service, which means, like I said, 100 times faster than most of the rest of America.
So picture, I don't know, a high-definition movie that you could download to your computer in under 5 minutes.
And if you were streaming HD video, maybe off of something, maybe it takes you a while. Maybe it's sluggish. Maybe you get the bar
buffering.
Churning. That will never happen.
No.
You could have 10 people in 10 different areas of your house watching HD streaming with no lagging. These are just some of the things people get excited about when they have Google Fiber. So Google Fiber will use a fiber optic network to give you this really fast and powerful internet. And we talked to Devin Baer. He's Google's associate city manager for Salt Lake. And he said, we asked him about the timeline. When is this going to happen? He says, you know what? We're still figuring out the infrastructure.
The next step of the process will be to complete that detailed design. We estimate that process will take several months. And then following that, we'll begin construction.
Did you hear that? To figure out the design will take several months. Then they will start. He said they have to build thousands of miles of fiber throughout Salt Lake City, and they haven't even started on the design
yet. That, from what I understand, they'll do that in a combination above ground and below ground, depending on the area. So it could come through the electrical lines above ground, or they could do
trenches
and that type of thing.
Now, how much will this cost you? Because a lot of people are saying, woohoo, free internet, because that's what there is a free option in Provo. We asked Devin this. He said the pricing isn't finalized yet either. So we're kind of in the beginning stages here. But he said it will probably be similar to what we see in Kansas City.
Currently in Kansas City, TV plus internet, the gigabit internet is $130 per month. Gigabit internet is $70. And then the basic internet plan is free with a $300 construction fee, a one-time construction fee.
You heard that right as well. $300 construction fee. That's what we're seeing in Kansas City. Now, if you do sign up, that's for if you want the free service.
Yeah. And the free is only going to be like, it's not going to be gigabit internet. It's only going to be 5 megapixels down. Megabits down. So why you would pay $300 to have that for free, I'm not sure why you would do that. Maybe to try it out. I don't know. That doesn't seem like a good deal to me.
And in Provo, if I remember correctly, they didn't have to pay that because the infrastructure was already there. But it's not already here in Salt Lake City. So right now, like he said, $70 approximately is what we're looking at for the gigabit blazing fast internet.
And the construction fee is waived on that.
Waived. And then if you want to add 200 HD channels to that, it's $50 more.
Which, if you think about it, for incredibly high-speed internet and 200-plus channels for $130 a month, that is very reasonable.
I was reading this guy in Provo who writes about such things, was talking about his experience once he got Google Fiber and just the places where it made a huge difference. The one, like we said, was streaming HD video. You can do it on multiple places. Multiple people can be doing this all at one time with no lag. No lag. So capacity is big here, too. And then also, he was saying, you know, at some point, all of us have become conditioned to having some lag, and we don't even realize it. But when you think about Google Earth or Google Maps, and you're looking and you turn to the satellite mode and you try to zoom in, you just expect it to have pixels for a minute, and then it clears mm-hmm. up. You have none of that. You can zoom in. He said he zoomed in from space to Manhattan at lightning speed, and there was never a pixel to be seen. No lag time.
Well, and to be clear, we have spoken to a lot of people who have Google Fiber in Provo, and it has had mixed results. In fact, we have two texters right now saying they had Google Fiber in Provo. It was not great. I switched to Comcast. This texter saying it was not as fast as they claim. I couldn't tell the difference between Google Fiber.
Did they
and
have
Comcast.
The gigabit, though? That's my question.
Well, text us back and let us know. If you have Google Fiber in Provo, let us know if it is that screaming fast. We're talking about the gigabit internet, not the five.
Where you're paying $70 a
month. Right, not the free. We're not talking
about the
free. If you
have the free, you may not see a difference.
If you have the free, you get what you pay for. That's all I'm saying. And for those of you who are saying, I don't live in Salt Lake, I don't live in Provo, so why should I care about this? Well, truthfully, it does not immediately impact you as far as your internet coverage, but it does impact you because it will affect the competition in the area. It will affect pricing in the area. When Google Fiber has come in, we've seen other carriers in that area have to aggressively adjust their pricing. We've seen them update their infrastructure. And so that will be a benefit to everybody as another provider comes in. And if all goes well in Salt Lake, you will see this expand.
Well, especially here in Utah, to have two, Provo and Salt Lake, fairly close to one another. How long can it be before they connect those two and you get it in Lehigh?
Right. So this can only benefit everybody, but it will be more in the long term. And quite honestly, let Provo and Salt Lake work the bugs out. And that way, when we get it in the other areas, maybe we won't have as many issues. That's what I'm saying.
And maybe
you don't want
to
be a first adopter. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That could be a possibility. But again, just to review, Google Fiber announced for Salt Lake City today. There is no specific timeline on when it will be installed or how much it will cost. But it does mean that the citizens of Salt Lake City will have an option, another option for incredibly fast high-speed internet at a pretty good rate. And by the way, they also run this to businesses.
Yeah.
And there will be business rates and plans associated with that as well.
And we're just talking about Salt Lake City, municipal Salt Lake City. If you are wondering about updates, you can go to google.com/fiber.
Yeah, in the Kansas City model, they have $100 a month for gigabit internet for small businesses. You can add a static IP to that for $20. That allows you to host your own website, is what that's saying. Or five static IPs for $30 a month. So you're talking about pretty reasonably priced for very high-speed internet. I think this is a significant announcement for the entire state of Utah. And good job
I'm
for
proud.
You being picked.
Proud to be here in Utah with two Google Fiber cities.
My doctor's been telling me I need more fiber. So that maybe that'll solve it.
This is one way to get it.
Yeah.
For $70 a month.